allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hi, everybody. Roxanne couldn't be here tonight, so she asked that I take this seat. I'm not very anxious to do, but I guess I'll do it if I have to. I sat with Pat before the meeting and went over a bunch of stuff that's going to be included in his comments as far as the sports teams and all the things that and all the kids that have made Whitehall look really good over the last few weeks, months, whatever. We're really super proud of these kids, and Pat took notes, so he's going to mention all that stuff. So I'm going to defer to him on that. But is there anybody else on the board that has comments about anything in particular?
I just think that they've done a phenomenal job. I think a lot of our athletic teams have done really well, and proud of them. And I've seen a lot of stuff on Facebook from SAD and all the activities they've been doing as well. So I agree. I feel like things have looked very positive lately.
I think the elementary school faculty needs to be applauded for their, mother, father, daughter, the whole dance that they did. That really, brings a lot out. And I think that as much as I sometimes cringe at having to take the time to go and do that,
she's such a good dancer.
Yeah. But anyways, I think they did an excellent job, and to devote time like that over the course of a weekend is, really monumental. So I think if you could pass
absolutely
that along, that would be great.
I'll let them know. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so just the superintendent's comments.
Sure. To piggyback on what our board members have shared, we're very proud of our students. Our student athletes have had a fantastic season. Our wrestling program has done a phenomenal job this year, sending Troy Austin off to states, finishing fourth in the state of New York. I know that's not where Troy wanted to be, but we are so proud of his hard work and dedication and what he has done with the program. And attached to that, the team as a whole has had a phenomenal season. Bob Deichel is leaving our program at the end of this year after 30-plus years as our coach. He will definitely be missed. I know the wrestling folks are working on a little shindig for him, and I'll pass that information along as we know more. Cash Berge had a 1,000-point season. 1,000-point season, 1,000-point career, it's a real big milestone for student athletes. Had that in his game against Warrensburg a couple of weeks ago. Our boys basketball team went 13-8, went to sectionals. Our girls basketball team was the Adirondack League champs, and sadly this evening they lost to Duanesburg in the Section 2 finals. But our girls basketball team really did a phenomenal job this year. Really cool note, one of our bowlers, Melanie Vandenberg, had a single-season high bowling game of all the bowlers in Adirondack League tournament at a 235. So congratulations to Melanie. That's quite an accomplishment. I was hoping to have him here this evening so we could recognize him in front of the board. I know I shared this information previously, but a big thanks goes out to Boyd Hunt, our girls basketball coach, for his quick thinking and actions, which helped save an official's life at a basketball game a few weeks back. Utilizing the AED and the training that he has, he was with help from other folks that were there in the audience to bring this official back. This official then needed to have some surgeries, and he is doing well. As a matter of fact, the official was at our boys' basketball game last week, so he's doing well. But a big thanks and congratulations goes out to Boyd. That training means a lot, and it'd be great to see more and more people with that training to ensure that in the event that things like this happen, that there's somebody that can step up and save a life. So big thanks goes out to Boyd. One thing I do want to mention, we've talked about it several times, we do at some point, hopefully sooner than later, need to move forward with a direction on our pool. We've talked about the pool multiple times, whether we're going to put forward to the voters a refurbish of the pool or to repurpose the space. As I've shared previously, we're looking at several million dollars either way to do that. And we believe that we're able to do that work at zero cost to the taxpayers with the money we have in our repair reserves, in addition to the monies that are left over from our project, along with state aid. So what the board would need to do is say which direction the board wishes to go with this. Do we wish to repurpose the space into instructional space, or do we wish to refurb the pool for swimming? At that point, we put a proposition on the board vote, and we let the community decide what it is they wish to do. But the board needs to move one way or the other, whether or not you wish to repurpose or refurb that pool space.
And it's important to understand what that process is going to look like. I know we've mentioned a bunch of times that we want the community to make this decision. The way, from a legal standpoint, that that needs to happen is we need to put something forward. Community that gives us a yes or a no, and then we go back to the drawing board. If we put something forward that doesn't pass, we go back to the drawing board and come up with another proposal. But one way or the other, we've got to put something forward. So the information has been out for a while. Everybody's had a chance to look at it. We'll come to a decision on that soon, if that's okay with everybody involved.
Am I going to be able to do it next month? Is that what you're talking?
If you know, the board is comfortable or are ready, a proposal, a proposition can get moved at any point in time.
Okay.
So if, you know, if the board is comfortable this evening, it can happen this evening. If the board wishes to wait until next month, that's an option as well. But certainly, I would say by next month's meeting, mm-hmm. absolutely, because we need to be able to do something for the voters.
Does that have to come from a meeting here, or can that come from, I mean, Roxanne's not here, Dick's not here?
It would have to occur at an open board meeting.
Okay. Okay. So I would suggest you be prepared to move next month.
All right. We have Louis sitting over there waiting anxiously to tell us all of the great, amazing, wonderful things that are happening with our student council.
Hello, everybody. Happy February. It is the Monday after February break, so I will leave it at that. So let's talk about our classes. This Sunday, if you want to support our senior class on their journey to getting some senior trips, there is a basket raffle. So if you're free on Sunday, stop in, win a basket, do all that fun stuff. Our juniors, they just planned on doing their after prom at their venue a little longer, a little more of the DJ, backyard games, which is nice because it's all in the area, keeps the kids there. Our sophomores, our freshmen, our eighth graders, they're all planning on fundraising. I know a lot of times they'll post about it on Facebook, put on the announcement, so just keep an eye out. I'm hoping that next month's meeting I'll be able to have a packet with all this kind of fundraising stuff, so that'll guide you in the right direction of what's going on. And our seventh graders have no new updates. So one of the things we did, and I found this through SAD and hooked it up with the high school, was this day called P.S. I Love You Day. And as crazy as that might sound, it's a day that decreases bullying and promotes mental wellness. So the idea of this day was called P.S. I Love You, love all your chapters, love all the chapters of your journey. We're all people, we all have our own stories. So our SAD members hosted this day. We had a booth at lunch where you wrote kindness grams to someone that has been kind to you, or maybe you want to give them a kind note. And it was a very successful day. Like we've said, the winter sports have come to a close. These are some of our sports teams. Now, funny story about the picture up in the right-hand corner. That is our cheer team. And so we like to do theme practices where you dress up. We had a theme planned. I got there. They all dressed up as me but didn't tell me. So that was that theme. And the last thing, and I'm going to shout out to one of our emerging railroader and SAD leaders, Presley Goslin. She put on this SAD campaign on her own with the help of a couple kids. But I did not put any work in this one. Surprise. surprisingly, first hat campaign. But she did this, and it was called the Random Acts of Kindness Day, where you wrote notes, put them in an envelope, and we kind of delivered them like little mailmen and mailwomen to all the different people in our school. And it was very successful, and I think this is going to stay around, happen a lot more, and I'm so proud of Presley for the work she's putting in. And so Student Council, we just finished up our carnation sales. We delivered them on Valentine's Day. We made a couple $100 off it, which is important because we do spirit weeks, pep rallies, all that stuff. And that's usually how much each one of them costs. So it really will help us equal out at the end of the year. And this week is our snowball that SAD is sponsoring and Student Council. So our students are all ready. They're getting their neon stuff on. They're buying the construction jackets, all the crazy stuff. And that's what's going to happen this weekend. And I'll be back in March to give you all those pictures.
Thanks, Louie.
Okay. Is there any old business to discuss?
There is not.
Board and staff reports?
Yes, you have before you the treasurer's report and accompanying information. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve those reports.
Motion. Mr. Pratt, second. Dr. Newell, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Two weeks ago, we had a membership ad hoc committee at the request of the Board of Education to discuss the Board of Education membership and potential recommendations moving forward. Dr. Newell will share that information.
So as Mr. D said, we met on the 16th. It was myself, Mrs. Norton, Mrs. Waters, and Mr. D, who met and talked about the size of the school board. So legally, we can have 5, 7, or 9 members on the school board. Currently, we have 9 members, but one of the issues that has come up is trying to fill all 9 seats, and so that has been a concern in the past. And also the timing of when board members are up for election, really. And so we talked about that. We talked about some of the pros and cons of having different sizes of the board. And really what we talked about was the idea of having 7 members kind of being the ideal size to try to eliminate some of the issues around filling of seats. For example, you know, we have Carrie's seat that we need to fill. We have 4 other people that are up for election or seats that would need to be filled for this year. So that's 5 seats that we're going to have to try to fill this year. In our conversation, we talked about 7 being perhaps easier to fill than 9. We also wanted to make sure that we still had good representation across the board, that right now it feels like we have a nice balance of expertise sitting at the table, and so we want to try to maintain that. So that was why 7 was preferable to 5, as well as trying to fill any of the subcommittees, so making sure we've got enough people to fill those as well. And so if the board decides that that's the direction that we want to go in, what we would need to do is we would have to have a petition with, and make sure I'm understanding all of this correctly, but a petition, and it's in the packet as well, of 25 voters or 5% of the numbers of the last election. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then that would have to go to the voters to approve. So they would have to approve the size of the board if we chose to change the size. So they would have to vote on that. Because we have 5 seats currently that are up, we would still have to post all 5. Is that the correct terminology? Post all 5, and then depending on number of votes and depending on whether or not the size of the board changed, then that would determine who got appointed to the board and who didn't. So.
Was there any consideration given to the length of term? I know it's been a problem in the past that so many seats come up at once. Is there any way that you could add that?
Go ahead.
We actually talked about length of term as well. And certainly there's benefit to having a longer term. Whitehall previously had a 5-year term. for Board of Education members, and that gives you a great deal of institutional knowledge when you have board members that have terms of 5 years. That was changed back about 7 years ago. I think as the ad hoc committee, there was relative agreement, consensus that, you know, five is the way to go. But putting that additional proposition forward to the voters at the same time that we're changing the term, we thought perhaps maybe waiting a year to do that might make a little bit more sense. But certainly, if the board wants the ad hoc group to come, you know, get back together, talk about that, and look at a change, we can certainly look at that.
I'm just thinking the 5 year membership. I mean, in years past, we've had a situation like this. I know you remember better than I do, where five seats come up at once. Is there a way, at least initially, there could be a 3, a 4, and a 5 year term, at least initially with this first group, to stagger that, people coming and going?
What would happen automatically because of the terms of the people that are leaving plus the openings, that would actually structure us at 4, 3, and 3. Or, no, it was 3, 3, and 2.
3, 3, 2.
3, 6, 7, 8.
3, 3, 2.
Yeah. 3, 3, 2, yeah. No, that's 8. 3, 6, 7, 8. It would be
3, 2, 2.
3, 2, 2. Was it 3, 2, 2? It was in a minute.
3, 3, 3, 2
was
the question.
Yeah.
That was one of the concerns.
But
yeah.
What ultimately this ends up doing is kind of smoothing that bump that we have now by going to the 7. Because we have the remainder of Carrie's term, which is a shorter term than the 3. And then we also have 2 1-year terms. So they would be full 3-year terms. So that changes those bumps that we had there. So that actually smooths things out, and we have a more consistent number of people going off each year of 3 years.
Okay. I mean, it doesn't have to be 3 or 5 either. We could consider a 4-year term, or at least put that out
yes.
to voters.
Yes.
That would, if you got a 4-year term and you went to 7 seats, that would give you a 2, 2, 2, and 1 mm-hmm. each election cycle, which even slows the turnover more. Because I do worry about, you know, what I refer to as tribal knowledge on the board as well. When we lose, you know, the seats turn over so quickly, you don't have a lot of that history left, potentially.
Yeah, that institutional knowledge really hurts when you lose 5 people, potentially,
mm-hmm.
in 1 year.
Yep.
Okay. So, as of 4, if I'm correct, we need to then put forth a motion to then put the proposition.
If the group that's sitting here today is comfortable going to 7 members, we would need to put forward a motion this evening. And then we can also continue as the group meet and talk about lengthening the terms.
I'm going to agree with it.
Okay.
I would make the motion.
If
we need a motion, I'd make
that. Mr. Barber, second. Mr. Pratt? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Carried.
All right. So
thank you.
What we'll do,
thank you for your work.
I actually, wondering if this may happen, I created a petition. so I have that, and members of the Whitehall community that are 18 or older can sign the petition. We need to have a minimum of 25 signatures, at which point Mrs. Morcombe would be putting this proposition on the ballot for the May vote.
Excellent.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Who can get the signature? How do we have to get the signature?
Board members. Since this was a board initiative, board members can get the signatures. I have 9 of these here, so if people would like to collect signatures, by all means, you can do that. We need a name and a date, and you just need to ensure that as you're collecting the signatures, you know that the individual is a member of the Whitehall community and 18 years old or older.
Whose seats are up this year? I know mine is, and I think Roxanne's.
Yeah, yours, Roxanne's, Pat's.
Dix
and Carrie's is as well. Yeah.
So you got 4,
Four that would be 3-year terms, and one that would be a 2-year term.
Okay, all set. Moving on. Items requiring board action.
Yes, you have before you the Audit and Finance Committee notes. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve those notes.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, second.
Second.
Dr. Newell, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.
You have also before you the board minutes of the January 30 meeting. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve those minutes.
Motion. Mr. Pratt, second.
Second.
Mr. Parker, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right. You also have a list of CSE, CPSE minutes from November 17, November 22, December 2nd, 19th, and 21st, as well as January 6th and February 8th in front of you. We have kept Mrs. Stedman very busy running meetings, and we appreciate that. With that said, I'd like to ask that the board take action to approve those minutes.
Okay, motion to approve.
So moved.
Dr. Newell, second.
Second.
Mrs. Norton, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Yearly, we ask for a motion from the Board of Education to open the ballot box from the prior year's vote and discard those ballots. We are required to maintain those for one calendar year, which we have done. That said, I would like to ask the board take action to approve the resolution attached for the ballots.
Okay, motion to approve.
So moved.
Mr. Barber, second.
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We do have one termination and a couple of resignations. Is the board comfortable with my putting these together?
Sure,
I am, sure.
All right. I'd like to recommend the termination of Ms. Kaylee Kelly from the position of cleaner effective January 24 of 2023. Motion to approve the resignation of Mr. Matt Sears from the position of head building maintenance worker effective February 3rd. And a motion to approve the resignation of Mr. Augustus Hurley from the position of cleaner effective February 24, with hopes that the board will be approving him as the new head building maintenance worker.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
Dr. Newell, second. Mr. Pratt, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay, we have several appointments. Is the board comfortable doing these as a group? Okay, I'd like to recommend the appointment of Mr. Augustus Hurley to the position of head building maintenance worker effective February 25. I'd like to recommend Jean Ward to the position of substitute food service helper effective February 7. I'd also like to recommend Jean Ward to the position of substitute teacher's aide effective February 28. Lisa Miller to the position of food service helper effective pending fingerprint clearance. We're still waiting on those prints at this point, are we not?
We actually got them this morning, so
okay.
She's now clear.
So she's good to go. I'd also like to recommend Mr. Joe Palmer to the position of cleaner, effective February 3rd. Joe was with us previously and has decided to come back. Just can't stay away. I'd like to recommend Mr. Lyle Hurlbert to the position of cleaner, effective February 15. I'm pleased to share that Christine Stark has completed her probationary appointment and is able to be appointed to the full-time position of cook manager. Christine has done an outstanding job for the school district. The food she prepares and serves has really been terrific. Can't be happier with what Mrs. Stark has been able to do for us. I'd also like to recommend Mrs. Carrie Ann Arquette to the position of Class of 2027 co-advisor for the remainder of the school year. And I'd also like to recommend Christina Wilson to the position of half-year mentor to Carrie Arquette. You also have listed before you the recommendations for our spring coaches for 2023. I would like to recommend that group be approved.
Okay, that was a mouthful.
It was.
I'm out of motion on all of those, please.
I see that.
Okay, Dr. Newell, a second?
Thank you.
Second.
Second,
Mr. Barber. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Carried.
All right. For the second year, we have been able to secure lower pricing through W.B. Mason for the vast majority of our items that we purchased through the district. That said, for the second year, we are recommending that the Whitehall Central School District opt out of the BOCES Cooperative Purchasing Program because we have found better pricing through W.B. Mason.
Can I get a motion?
I'm
just going to keep coming to you.
I know.
Just keep looking
at that. Dr. Noble. So when you sit across from the person who's doing that, that's what happens.
A second, Mr. Pratt. Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Can I ask just a quick question on that? It's concerning to me that at the BOCES level, with the buying power they have, they can't negotiate better purchasing arrangements than we as a local district can.
Yeah, they,
how does that happen?
Because they go out through the state contract, and unfortunately the state contract often can be beat by other resources. So we see that happen, you know, quite often with different things where the state contract pricing is actually higher than we're able to do if we go out on our own and look for different organizations.
We also use the cooperative purchasing through, what's that program that our teachers are using? Our teachers log in and do the their ordering. Christine, what's the name of that?
EdData.
So we get great pricing through EdData as well, which is better.
I wasn't.
I figured you'd know.
I
never do that.
So it's the pricing's all over the place. We really have to be mindful when we approve or disapprove these things, and Lori's right on top of it. So
perfect.
She's saving us some money.
Okay. Did we approve that? I can't remember.
Yes.
Yeah, we did. Okay.
I couldn't remember either.
I know, we didn't all vote, did we approve it?
I thought we did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I had shared with the board previously that we had a surprise retirement. I'm not sure if he retired or just left schools, but our prior auditor, Mr. Bernie Donegan, that the district has been using for years, has decided he's no longer going to use schools. Would have been nice if we knew that at the end of last year, but he sprung that on us about 3 weeks ago. So the multiple school districts that were being done by that firm were in scramble mode trying to find an auditing service provider that could take on school districts. We were fortunate enough when we put out our RFP to find Ray Prusser, CPA. He provided a proposal, which you guys have before you, which is just slightly more than we were currently paying. He's a small firm. He does a good job. I actually worked with him in a prior district. So I'm pleased to recommend to the board the approval of our new auditing services proposal with Ray Prusser, CPA PC, for the following school years.
Okay. I'll ask for a motion.
Second.
Mrs. Norton. Lou, second. Mr. Pratt, second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Am I missing something? Calendar. You have before you the calendar for the 23-24 school year. I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve that calendar.
Motion?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, second.
Second.
Dr. Newell, second. She beat him that night.
She did.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Be a long year next year with that calendar, and April recess is the first week of
April. Spring vacation.
Wow. It's going to be an interesting
week. First week of April.
That year's going to be brutal from then on.
So it'll be a challenging year next year for everybody involved.
Doesn't that come out from BOCES?
Well, it comes out from BOCES. Yeah. You know, so our region does one calendar cap region, and usually is a little bit different from us. So where we have the latitude is where we're going to put superintendent states, when we're going to start those sorts of things. So apart from that, the calendar is really the calendar each year.
Fun one year to just not accept the calendar.
can you wait a couple years before you do that?
Next year, I've already made a mental note.
Depends on how bad the calendar is. It's wait true. Till wait till it's a year like that, where it's early in April, and then do it.
All right. We also have a trip proposal. The students from SAD are asking to attend the National SAD Conference in Washington, D.C. from July 3rd through 7th. With great pleasure, I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve that trip. Louie, is there anything you would like to add in reference to this trip or give any details to the board?
Trip for the students to go on. This is a very important conference for them. We're sending some of White House SAD's top leaders. White House SAD has been called one of the best chapters in the nation. It's a very important time to get those students down there. It's also over 4th of July, good fireworks, we all know. And the students are super pumped about it. Last year the kids were excited. This year they're like through the roof, excited. They talk about it every day. And I can't wait to see them there.
Good. Motion to approve that?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, second?
Second.
Okay, Mr. Barber got it. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
All right, we have a couple of disposals that we'd like to recommend. A 2010 Chevy Impala as well as a 2010 Dodge Caravan. Presently, these vehicles will not pass inspection, and according to our folks over at the bus garage, simply have too many issues to repair. We would be putting these on Auctions International or another site to ensure that we get the most out of the sales of these vehicles.
Motion to dispose of those vehicles. Mr. Pratt, a second?
Second.
Mr. Barber, all those in favor?
We talked about Auction International being worried that it's not going to end up taking them to the scrapyard. Might get more money for what they are. My other recommendations are in years to come, we shouldn't let our vehicles get this bad. We should be selling them, getting something out of them. We shouldn't be. You ain't making money this way. We ain't making money. It's costing the school district money to keep these older vehicles. You need to trade them off and keep them updated. Need to keep more updated. There needs to be a program, equipment replacement program. Chris knows what I'm talking about. I had one set up at the time. Keep you so you're getting your value back out of your equipment or your vehicles. Mm-hmm. You're getting something besides. It's costing you a small fortune when you get a 10, 12-year-old vehicle to keep it running. For what parts and labor costs today, and every 5 years, you better not get rid of them every 5 years and get warranty out. I'm very highly on high maintenance, and running older equipment isn't good. It's my opinion.
Right. And are these funded at the same rate as buses? Are these state aid funded like a bus is?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so we're getting buried twice as bad in those ones, to your point.
Where do we stand in regard to replacing them? Are these just excess and they don't get utilized anymore? Or?
We have a couple of different excess vehicles. I don't say excess. They don't get utilized regularly. They're kind of an emergency vehicle unless there's a problem or if our vehicles are all out and a student gets sick or somebody has to be transported somewhere, they're able to be utilized. These have sat.
Would we get any kind of benefit from like donating them?
I'm unsure how that works with the school if we're able to donate. Yeah.
I'm just wondering if. There's different things out there. Like you can send a vehicle to like a company that's a non-for-profit, mm-hmm. and they can do something for you in regard to that. So I'm just saying there might be other options to explore.
Right.
Auctions International does a very nice job at remarketing some things, but. No, these aren't high dollar items by any means.
Yeah, no,
so
these are not going to be big ticket items for sure.
But anyways, we had the vote passed.
We did not have
the vote.
No vote.
Deb, you have a motion.
Just motion.
Second, I think.
Well, let's have a poll. Let's have a poll. All those in favor.
That's right.
Aye.
Aye.
All right, just as an FYI, nomination petitions are available today. For those of you whose term is up, if you wish to run.
At 5 o'clock.
At 6.
Heather has the petitions, if you'd like. You can grab those from her. And that's all we have.
Just saying.
No, it's the truth. Trust me, I tried.
Are you waiting for a motion? Am I waiting for a motion?
Nope, no motion on that.
No.
Just need one last vote.
Oh, just a motion to adjourn.
So move.
I have one thing real quick. It was brought to my attention by a couple of local, I guess, firefighters and EMS individuals that there's a 10% tax break on an individual's primary residence. And that it needs to be taken, I guess it needs to be voted on by the school and whatever municipality. And if that is accurate, where do we stand with that? Obviously, it wouldn't be applicable for this year, but you know, do we have something in line to address this for these folks that obviously dedicate them?
Yeah, this actually was released right at the beginning of January.
Mm-hmm.
And we are still waiting for a document from Gervin and Filazzo, who's the attorney that works with the vast majority of the school districts, that's a guidance document, because there's a lot of misinformation out there on how this works. It's not a 10% reduction, it's up to a 10% reduction. There's a lot of stipulations and requirements that haven't been sorted out yet. Does it include just firefighters? Does it include anybody that volunteers at the station? There's some questions that still need to be answered. When all of that information is kind of distilled and makes a little bit more sense, that will be brought to the board. The board has previously had before it a proposal for something very similar for veterans. So these things come up periodically, and basically what it is the state saying, okay, here's an opportunity. We don't want to be the bad guys to the, you know, to the groups that are applying to have these things done. We're going to dump it off on the school to make the determination. That's where we are again with this. So when all that information comes, we'll have all that information distilled. We'll actually have it as a Board of Education agenda. I recently received a letter from the fire department that I was aware of. So that's, again, something, as soon as we get that information distilled for us, we'll be talking about that. And then asking the board how you want to move ahead with that, or whether or not you're going to approve it.
Good.
Is there a projected timeline, like within the next 6 months to a year, we're trying to address this, or?
I'm hopeful that we'll be able to have it addressed before the end of the school year.
Okay. Yeah.
Can we circle back to the pool real quick? I'm sorry.
Sure.
If we truly want to put this in the hands of the voters to decide, why can't we put two propositions on the ballot and they vote for one?
Yeah, we can't do that. We've actually checked. That's
really,
yeah, the group on this. You can put forth one proposition in regard to the space, and then they have to make a determination, yes or no, on what the board puts forward.
Okay.
it'd be much more convenient if we could say pool, instructional space, pick, but unfortunately it doesn't work that way.
Okay.
We can put forth one proposition. If it passes, terrific. If it doesn't, then we go back to the
group. Gotcha.
Is there going to be any kind of like informational opportunity for the public to kind of synthesize and understand what they're voting on? I mean, I really...
Yes, that would occur once the board makes a decision on what route they're going to go.
And would that be an in-person type of thing, or is it a...
We have to hold public hearings.
Okay.
Right on that.
Yeah, don't rely on the paper exclusively, because some people don't read it.
we like our last building project, you know, that we've done. We hold the public hearings. You know, we hope people will come out. You know, we put together a lot of different little marquee boards. We get that information up to and in front in the front offices and in the lobbies of both the elementary school and high school. We have our hearings here. We'll probably schedule a night and have our architects out to give a presentation to the community as well. So it's kind of the process that we follow anytime that there's a project. Because, I mean, this will be, know, what was it, $3 million, $3.5 million, regardless of whether we go refurb or repurpose. So, you know, there's definitely an associated cost with this, regardless of the direction we go.
Thank you. Okay. Adjourn. All those in favor?
Aye.
We didn't get a second. We only got Frank.
Oh, wait. Lou seconded. You can just copy and paste them once because it's been. Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Nice to see you, Mrs. Wilson. How's your school year going? Yeah.
Welcome back. I have other outlets, but I just did not have anything to do with any of that.